This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. When you're a busy mother, the distance between a pile of laundry and a mountain of dirty clothes is horrifically short. Then there are tasks that take up significant amounts of time: taking care of groceries and picking up medication, prepping meals and organizing school forms, getting rid of plants you forgot to water, and cleaning up the mess left by an exuberant fur baby. St. Louis mom Amanda Hausman knows that struggle. It was so challenging, she left her job as an attorney, and she did so to take up something else, creating a way for fellow mothers and parents to connect with and help one another with everyday household tasks. That way is an app called Mom Moment, and Amanda joins us now to talk about it. Amanda, welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Thanks for having me, Elaine.
So tell us about what inspired this app.
I was a busy working mom of two young girls. They were about 2 years old and a newborn, and I was an attorney at the time. And I became very overwhelmed with motherhood, managing both my responsibilities at work and my responsibilities at home. And I couldn't keep on top of that pile of laundry, do the dishes, meal prep for the week. It all seemed like too much. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I saw other mothers who were stay-at-home moms or even retired moms who were looking for ways to earn flexible income but not have a full-time job. And I saw that there was a disconnect there.
Did those conversations with people who are parents already, did they happen even before you had your first child?
They did, yeah. I had friends who were mothers who told me about the struggles that they were having, and I couldn't necessarily relate at the time prior to having my own children, but I heard from women during that season of their lives that motherhood is challenging, especially while working.
And was there any way to prepare for what actually happened, not only after your first child, but your second?
You know, I don't think I had a way to prepare for it. I myself am an only child. I saw my mother working very hard when I was young, and I saw her parent me very well. But she had one child. And so when I became pregnant with my second child, I told my mother, and her initial reaction was, "Oh, no. Well, how are you going to do this?" Right? Because she had me as an only child. So I was not prepared for what parenthood to two young girls would look like.
So we have said that what you've created is an app. What is it, though? Tell us a little bit more about what people see when they come to this app.
It's a community. It's a community of women who want to support each other. It is busy working moms looking for some help managing their household tasks, whether that be laundry, organizing, party planning, watering plants, right, gardening. And it's other mothers who are looking to lend a hand, right? They have skills that busy working moms need, and they're there to help you. So it is a community of women. When you log into the app, you're greeted by friendly faces with profiles and reviews from other mothers to tell you who they are and what they do well.
Mm-hmm. Was there a particular moment for you, though, that made you realize that you needed to create something not only for other people, but for yourself? Why is the app called Mom Moment?
Yeah, absolutely. There was a day in the fall of last year that I was on meetings back to back all day long, and I got a call from my oldest daughter's daycare that she was sick and she needed to come home. And as I was trying to reschedule my day to pick her up, I received a call from my other daughter's daycare that she was also sick and needed to come home. And in that moment, I kind of melted. I went out into my backyard and I sat on the ground and I just started crying because I didn't know how I was going to manage two children and my busy calendar that I had for the rest of the day. To add a little bit of levity to it, my neighbors were getting their roof redone that day. And so the roofers were laughing at me while I was in my backyard on my knees weeping. But in that moment, I thought, right, there has to be a different way. And, you know, I have a very supportive and involved husband who equally shares our parenting load, but he's also a busy attorney, right? So there had to be a way for us to figure out how to manage caring for our children and working.
Yeah.
And so, you know, in that moment of sitting on the ground, I thought, I just need a moment. I just need a moment. But I didn't have a moment, right? I had to run and get my girls. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of where mom moment came from, just needing a moment for myself to gather myself and to find a way to parent through this.
Mm-hmm. And then after picking up the girls, you would have had to go home, take care of whatever was waiting for you there. If you had had mom moment then, how would you have used the app?
Great question. I would have sent somebody to Walgreens to pick up that prescription that one of my daughters needed that mm-hmm. the doctor had called in. I would have sent another mom to the grocery store to get us the soup and the saltine crackers and the, you know, electrolytes for my other daughter that she needed. That way I could have been at home, right, tending to both of my girls instead of running around, carrying them in and out of car seats and trying to juggle all of this at one time.
Yeah. Well, I imagine there would be some things that you would want for yourself as a mom also picked up or helped out with. So how does the app work?
So the app has, it's actually two apps, mm-hmm. And there are two different sides of it. One is the Asker app and one is the Helper app. Askers are moms who are looking for help, right? It is okay to ask for help, and I think we should normalize that. So askers log into the app. They undergo a identity verification, and when they log in, they see a list of familiar faces from the community, other women who are our helpers, who are have undergone a public criminal records check and who have also done an identity verification check. And they are on there with their profiles, their rates, what their hourly rate is, and what the reviews are from other mothers who have partnered with them before. Mm-hmm. So when you log into the app, it is a community whereby the askers can either select a helper directly or they can post a task for bidding on by helpers.
And the people who are participating, they are the ones who set what their rates are?
Yes.
Why did you take that approach?
Because women's time is valuable. I want women to be in control of their days, and I want them to dictate what it is they're comfortable working for. Right? Many jobs in the corporate world, you receive the pay that you receive, right? There's not much room for negotiation. I wanted an opportunity for women to say, I'm comfortable doing this job for $20 an hour, for $30, for $40 an hour, whatever that may be.
And women's work is often undervalued.
Absolutely.
Right? Whether it's formal or informal. So the helpers who have joined this community, what are the range of situations that the helpers are in?
So we have some helpers who are college women looking to earn money on their time but not getting a full-time job because they're dedicated to studies. We see other women who are stay-at-home moms who have young children and they would like to earn some additional income, right, to maybe get a coffee mm-hmm. or get their nails done, do some self-care. We also see retired moms who have children who have left the home and they love to cook. They love to bake, right? They have skills that other moms need. So we see women all across the various stages of life as helpers.
Mm-hmm. What are the kinds of needs that people have? What are the asks that are out there?
Common asks that we're seeing is assistance with closet management. So rotating children's clothing from one closet to the next or for seasons. We see a lot of deliveries across town. Several moms have had things that they've needed curried for them. Mm-hmm. And we have also seen a lot of meal and grocery prepping for the week.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Amanda Hausman. She's the creator of the Mom Moment app, which is a platform for parents and moms in particular to connect with other parents to get some help with those household tasks that never seem to be done. So have you noticed that there are similarities among those who are asking for help or those who are offering it?
The similarities among the askers are that they are overwhelmed working mothers who just don't have time to do it all, right? And the time that they do have, they would rather be spending with their family and spending with their children instead of rotating laundry or running to the grocery store or buying a birthday present online.
Mm-hmm.
And the helpers, they're women who want to help. They genuinely want to lend a hand to somebody else, and they know what they're doing mm-hmm. because they're moms.
Right? Yeah.
They get it.
The app is marketed, Amanda, as a way for stay-at-home moms to have a side hustle, you know, for working moms to have more help at home. But it is open to all types of moms and parents, and you've mentioned students as well. But those labels in particular, it wasn't until I became a mother myself that I started seeing SAHM, stay-at-home mom, and WM, working moms. Those labels, how do they illuminate why something like mom moment is necessary?
I'd love to see us get rid of those labels, candidly. I don't think you are strictly a working mom or a strictly stay-at-home mom, right? Many mothers who have jobs outside of the home find themselves taking care of their children during the workday at home, right? Whether that be picking up from school early or tending to a sick child when they're at home. And stay-at-home moms, they have jobs too, right? Mm-hmm. Right? Just because they're not going into an office doesn't mean they're working. So I would love to see us get rid of those very divisive labels of working mom and stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm.
How does Mom Moment, the app, challenge those notions?
You can be both on the app. You can be both an asker or a helper regardless of your current working situation or your childcare situation. So the app welcomes you to be both an asker and a helper, which I have been.
Tell us more about that.
I completed a task the other day for a woman who needed some assistance. She was buying a birthday gift and she just needed something sent to her house. She didn't want to think about it. She just wanted a gift for a 6-year-old little boy and she does not have a son.
Oh, okay.
So I was able to help her source a birthday present and mail it to her house.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that moms do want to help other moms? Is there an affinity that, obviously that you're leveraging and that we need to recognize more?
Of course, yeah. So I think that there is this thought that no one hates women more than other women, right? We see that. But in the mom community, that has been farther from the truth for me. Mm. Moms want to support other moms, right? Regardless of your parenting style, regardless of your background, regardless of your work status, moms always want to help other moms. When I'm at the grocery store and another mom sees me having trouble with my two girls, they always offer to help, right? Mm-hmm. Can I help you in any way? So I think that, yes, there's an affinity for mothers wanting to help each other.
Mm-hmm. And this is an app. It is for askers and for helpers. That's a very modern kind of thing. And you talked earlier about your mother's reaction to your sharing the news that you would have a second child. Are there things that have come up around generational differences and expectations as you have talked about starting Mom Moment even before it became that?
Absolutely. So when I think about the generational differences, I think about my grandmother who raised 4 children and she stayed at home while my grandfather worked. Today it's different. Many households require 2 working parents to survive in this economy. Also, I think about creating my app was a little scary. Scary for myself and also scary for my mother, right, who had dedicated a lot of time and money and income to sending me to law school for me to get a, right, quote-unquote big girl job, not to quit my job and to create some sort of online platform that connects women. So, yes, there's a generational difference in approaching work and in parenting, but I have been supported by my mother and my grandmother in creating this because regardless of the different ways that we have all worked and raised children, they recognize there is a need to support mothers.
Mm-hmm. The money part of it, we mentioned the side hustle. I have bought more new things for my child than I have ever bought for myself. So making that little bit of extra, what do you know about how moms are using that extra? And there's one person in particular, Candace, who has worked as a helper a couple of times. What has her situation been? And we'll return to the first part of that question after.
Sure. So Candace has been a helper several times on the app. And she has unfortunately not been able to get a job because many of the jobs she's applying for, they tell her that she's overqualified. And she's just looking for a job that she can do, 8 to 5. And she's not looking for a managerial position, but she has managerial experience. And so mm-hmm. she's not qualifying for these jobs that she's seeking. So she found Mom Moment. And it has offered her the ability to create her own schedule and to set her own rates for her to bring in some income.
If we think about what happens when women leave the workforce in order to take care of their families. Mm. Maybe they don't have the options or the privileges that some others do in order to manage both being a parent and working. Is there any way that you hope to see Mom Moment helpers use what they have built up if they do choose to re-enter the workforce, the formal outside the home workforce at some point?
Sure. So completing these types of tasks is aligned to your resume, right? It is not a blank on your resume. It is not unemployed. Completing these tasks and the tasks that many moms do every day requires a lot of time management, a lot of foresight, a lot of emotional and mental readiness, and the ability to pivot and multitask, right? To be a self-starter. All of these things that you will be asked to do as a helper by many of the askers are great resume lines and things that employers want to see.
Mm-hmm. So the app has been up and running, I think, since fall, November?
The app has been up and running, available to the public since June of this year.
Okay.
I started development in January, and I had quit my job last November.
So when you did that, when you quit your job in November, what was the thing that scared you most about actually doing this thing? Because obviously you were thinking about it before you left your job.
Being totally candid, what scared me most was that people were going to think less of me for quitting my full-time job that I had worked really hard to have.
Mm-hmm.
I thought people would judge me, think that I was taking the easy way out, wonder what I was doing, right? Leaving a six-figure career that had provided very well for my family.
Mm-hmm.
And that judgment held me back for a very long time.
I hope you were wrong.
I was.
Yeah. Tell me about that.
I was. Since I have changed the way I'm working, many women have come up to me and shared that they have wanted to do the same thing. They just don't know how. They don't have the guts to do it. Many women have told me that it's admirable to try to create something of your own when you have never done that before, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of scary. And so there have been a lot of women who have just reached out and shared a similar experience or a similar longing for working differently. And knowing that I'm not alone,
mm-hmm.
knowing that I'm not the only woman going, we have to be able to do this differently, has really been comforting.
Yeah. Where have people been using this app since its launch?
All over St. Louis, particularly in the West County and St. Charles area, though we have askers and helpers all over Southern Illinois in Madison, Monroe counties, St. Clair counties, and here in St. Louis, St. Louis City, St. Louis County, mm-hmm. Arnold, Chesterfield.
Is there anything about the way that it has grown in this time that has surprised you?
Yes, I have far more helpers than I do askers right now. And I'm working on marketing, I'm working on flipping that ratio, but the number of women who have said, yes, I want to help, I want to earn some income, and I want to lend a hand to a busy mom has really been surprising to me.
What do you think accounts for that, Amanda?
I think that the high costs of childcare, I think the return to office mandates that have been rolled out this year have resulted in a lot of women leaving the workforce. Since January of this year, women aged 25 to 44 who have young children have left the workforce in droves. And it's down, I believe, 3 percentage points from what it was 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of women who have chosen to stay at home who are looking for ways to earn some income.
What will success for Mom Moment look like, in your view, let's say in the next in the next year or so?
In the next year, I would like to launch Mom Moment nationwide. I'd love for it to not just be a regional app and community. I'd love for it to be an app all across America. Also, I would love it to be the mom app, the app every mom has, regardless of how you work or raise your children. It's the app that's on every mom's phone, and they know they can go there to either get help or give help.
Mm-hmm. Is there an interaction that you have had with people who've used the app that really affirms that you made the right choice in taking the risk, facing some of the labels maybe that people would apply to you?
Absolutely. When Candace was a helper and she came to my house after doing some work for me, she gave me a hug and she said, thank you. And, you know, I gave her that hug back and I also said thank you because she did a ton of work for me. But it meant so much to her that I welcomed her into my home and I paid her to do some things so that way she had cash in her pocket to go do what she needed to do for her family. Mm-hmm. And receiving that hug from her really just meant a lot, and it validated that there are other women like Candace out there who need this app.
Mm-hmm. And as we close, knowing what you do, having experienced what you have, is there something that you would say to encourage moms who don't feel like they can ask to ask?
It's just that. Ask for help. It is okay. It is not a sign of weakness. It is a sign of strength. Ask for help. There are many women out there who are willing, able, and capable of giving you the help you need.
Amanda Hausman is the creator of the Mom Moment app, a new platform that connects busy parents with one another to make the household work part of parenting more manageable. Amanda, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Elaine.
This episode was produced by Emily Woodbury.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.